I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we discover more and more the great wondrous miracles of Christ's resurrection in our life, of the sending and the descent of the Holy Spirit upon us, as we continue to follow on the path set forward for us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became one like us so that we might become one like Him. Our meditation for today, Monday of the second week of Easter, comes from 65th Psalm, verse 4. Happy the man you choose and bring to dwell in your courts. May we be filled with the good things of your house, the holy things of your temple. St. Maximus the Confessor, in his work on the Lord's Prayer, writes, "The Word has overcome the reign of the devil, that one who rules us with falsehood. He triumphed by using against him the mortal flesh that had been overcome in Adam. Thus he imprisoned that which was once imprisoned under the power of death, has now imprisoned its imprisoner. In his death he destroyed the destroyer's life and became like poison to him, and made him spit out all those he had swallowed through the power of death. But for humanity, Christ's death becomes life. Like yeast and dough, it empowers all of nature to rise into the resurrection of life. It was for this reason that the unexpected happened. God the Word became man and willingly accepted dying in the flesh." How wondrous it is that, whereas in the first Adam we all became subject to sin and death, in the second Adam we have all become destined and oriented towards goodness and life. And that the same flesh that has drawn us into sin, that same flesh that has been victimized by falling under the power of death, has now been liberated because Christ has truly come in the flesh, because Christ truly has risen in the flesh. Our flesh, now empowered by the grace of Christ, is oriented towards the resurrection, towards eternal life. Indeed, as St. Maximus has stressed, is now empowered to rise into the resurrection, to rise into the glory which God has prepared for us. The psalmist speaks about how we are called and praised that we might be filled with the blessings of God's holy temple. Well, in the incarnation, our flesh has become the temple of God. That temple indeed has been filled with His blessings, with His goodness, and with His grace. Death has been defeated because it tried to take within its power a man, but instead found Jesus Christ. And even now, when death tries to take us under its power, it finds within us the goodness and the grace of our Lord and our God, who has indeed built His temple within us, indeed has called us to be one who dwells in those holy courts, to experience the good things of His house. Let us rejoice that the reign of sin, the reign of death, the reign of evil has been defeated in Christ, and that we who strive to unite ourselves with Him will also be united with His victory. And we will close with our Easter refrain, "Christ is risen from the dead. By death He conquered death, and to those in the graves He granted life."